This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President tested negative for the Wuhan virus after being exposed to it quite a few times, actually. And the left can't stand it. They wanted him to have it, and they wanted him to die. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Die, Trump, die. They can't stand him. I mean, can you imagine? Look. If Barack Obama got the Wuhan virus during his presidency, do you think I would have been wishing this man did? Look, maybe there are a contingent of right-leaners or right-wing people who would say, I hope he dies. I hope not. I would never wish that on him. I don't agree with him politically. I wouldn't wish that on him. I don't wish any bad luck on there, I mean, unless they're just vile human beings, and even then, I don't spend any time thinking about them, but I wouldn't wish that somebody get the Wuhan virus and die. I don't like Tom Hanks. And I heard he and his wife got the Wuhan virus, and my first thing was, man, I hope everything goes well for him. Now, there's a side of me that went, you know it's going to go well for him. They got great medical coverage. They're Americans. They're young, relatively young. Over 50, but still young. They'll be fine, and they will be fine. There are people who couldn't stand it. I hope Donald Trump dies. I hope many people die. They are the same people that hope the economy crashes. They hope that Iran, beats America. They hope that the trade policies of Donald Trump fail. They wish for rapid unemployment, rampant unemployment. Everything. They wish for bad luck for America. During the time of Obama, I'll admit, I didn't want his policies to work because I knew those policies didn't work. But as I said, had Barack Obama proven me wrong, I would have been a happy guy to say, I think this dude performed well. Here's all these things that I thought about the economy and how it grows and all this. And I was wrong. I have to reassess. I have to look at all the things I've learned and with economics and finance. I mean, I don't have degrees in that stuff, but I have degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. And I know enough about the other subjects to more than fill a thimble, which led me to my logical conclusion that Barack Obama would be a devastatingly bad president. And I was right. But let's just say, for the sake of discussion, had he proven me wrong, I would have said, wow, I got to go back and learn and rethink. How in the heck can I be so messed up in the brain to think this wasn't going to work? I would have gone back and studied myself. I wouldn't have taken it personally. I wouldn't have been like, oh, man, Barack Obama trying to make me look all bad and stuff. No, I would have just said, hey, I got to go back to the drawing board. And that would have been it. Would I have been in shock for a while? Yeah, because, you've learned all these things about life and you think you know, and suddenly you don't know. That's got to be a shocker to people. That's why, to be honest with you, I'm on the radio because I've learned about life. And I'm not wrong very often. And I tell people, here's the reason I think this way and here's the logic behind it. But I don't think I'm going to be wrong. It takes a lot of guts to come out here and do this. This is why there's a lot of conservatives doing this and very few leftists. Because it's so easy to prove a leftist wrong. I've been on their shows and said, you're an idiot. Yeah, I heard a lady when I was prepping for C-SPAN, they had her on, and she was saying that Donald Trump should have warned us better. He should have told us blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? That is partisan. If the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, came in the time of Obama and he did everything Trump did, you know what I'd be saying on this day? I'd be saying he didn't start it. He did everything he could to prevent it, including blocking the borders, blah, blah, blah. And despite what you may think about him politically otherwise, he made good moves. There's been two, maybe three times I can remember in the 8 years that Barack Obama was our El Jefe, as our leader, and I said that was a good move. When he made them, I said it. He didn't make them often. It was tough to say. In fact, the guy at C-SPAN, he kept saying, you know, you're a fan of the president. You're a fan. No, I'm not. I'm no bigger fan of Donald Trump than I am of Barack Obama. I'm being honest with you. No bigger fan. What I'm a fan of are the results of Trump over Obama. That makes me a fan of Trump. No question about it. But as far as men go, I'm no bigger fan of one or the other. When Trump was going to run for president, I thought it was a joke. I said, it's a publicity stunt. He's not going to do blah. You know, I was like anybody else, like many of you. You thought it was a publicity stunt. So that was it. If you had said to me, Kevin, are you going to support Trump when he first, I would be like, I don't even think he's going to run. So it's going to be a moot point. When he ran, I didn't take him seriously at first. I was like, he's just doing it for shiggles. I don't, you know, for publicity. I don't think he really wants to be president. But once his policies kicked in and he ran and he started saying what he was about, then I was paying attention. So no, CNN moderator Steve, I'm not a Trump fan. I'm telling people on the radio, I'm not a Trump fan. If insert person here doing this stuff and I'm singing that person's praises, had it been Barack Obama, same thing. And here's what I can tell you. Because this is what the theme, partly the theme of the show will be this today, is that Democrats are in big trouble. All this is a temporary delay to the inevitable. And if you want me to answer what the inevitable is, let me tell you what it is. The inevitable is Donald Trump ultimately beating Joe Biden, but it's really going to be, honestly, Joe Biden beating himself. The man is a sufferer of lots of ailments. The Democrats shouldn't have him out there. And they hope the coronavirus will keep Joe Biden out of the mainstream. I want you to think about it. He can't do his little, you know, events. If the longer they can keep us talking about this, the longer they try to put a Band-Aid on what is a bullet hole, of which is Joe Biden's brain. Joe Biden's demented brain. And it can only go so long. Because no matter what the Democrats do, no matter what level of orchestration they have, people are going to want to hear Joe Biden. And here's what they're doing right now. They got Joe Biden. He commented on the Wuhan virus and what he would do, which was all Trump stuff. And it sounded very presidential. They want to give him sound bites. They think that that's going to be the way they run this election. And it won't be. The same way that they tried to hide Hillary when she got sick is going to be the same thing that happens, the fate that Joe Biden will suffer. He's going to have to face the music. Donald Trump will figure out a way to make sure that happens. And when that happens, the Democrats are going to have a bad, bad lead up to them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Chinese doctors have indeed confirmed the name of the first person to contract the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus. The Chinese gentleman's name was Ah Chu.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, we got jokes. Oh my goodness. Hey, I found out there's a group of ladies in California led by my Aunt Mardith, who listen to the program, and I want to give those ladies a shout out because they are very discerning young women, aging in reverse like President Trump. They're probably in their 70s and 80s, but let me tell you something. They look like Victoria's Secret models. These are some beautiful women out there in California. Oh, yeah, I'm recognizing you, ladies. Aunt Martha, I can't wait to see you again. Hope you're in good health. You always seem to be, and you always, there's no question about it, that my aunt, she has an amazing spirit, and you gotta love that about her. She's a really sweet lady. Anyway, Americans are seeing a new Donald Trump, according to Dick Morris, Democrat strategist for Bill Clinton back in the day. And he says that the president's work to contain and get ahead of the coronavirus is actually, and that's what he calls it, I call it the Wuhan virus, but he says that has made America see a different side of the president, the people that think that he's all, ooh, he's mean-spirited and he's always talking smack about people.
Here's what Dick Morris goes on to write. He says, no longer is he just a political gladiator taking shots at his critics and enemies. He doesn't engage in partisan posturing and only lightly claims credit for such early actions as the travel ban from China. So the president still has to do his own bidding and explain, hey, I did a much better job than you guys did. And he does have his detractors. But the president is looking rather, here it comes, wait on it, I haven't given you any clues yet, presidential. Yeah, Dick Morris says President Trump is looking rather presidential. Now, here's what the governor of Illinois had to say, because he wants to take credit. And I'm going to tell you, the new strategy for the Democrats is let's let the coronavirus dissipate. Either good or bad, they want to win. See, what they want to do is, if it goes bad, they want to blame Trump. If it goes good, they want to say, it was all the things that we did.
Governor Pritzker, and I'm sure other cities will be offended if I say this, Chicago does St. Paddy's Day on a level that many other cities do not. I know you've been concerned about the crowds at bars and restaurants already over the weekend. Are you thinking about shutting down bars and restaurants, particularly after hearing what Dr. Fauci said?
Well, let me just compliment Governor DeWine and the other governors. We're the ones who've had to provide the leadership because the federal government just has fallen down on this. So they didn't advise us to shut down major events, sporting events, parades. We made those decisions on our own. They are not the ones that advised us to close schools. We made those decisions on our own. So we're on our own out here. I wish we had leadership from Washington. We're not getting it. With regard to St. Patrick's Day, we shut down the parade. We didn't color the river green. As right. We usually do. And I have advised that we need to keep our crowds smaller. And yesterday we saw that, we put a limit of 250 people in gatherings. We canceled all the gatherings larger than that.
Yeah.
And then yesterday what we saw was many young people who think they're impervious to this
right.
Went out and celebrated. And I had my 2:30 briefing yesterday, called out the problem of people on the street. And unfortunately, we haven't seen a lot of movement. People aren't understanding that even if you're healthy, even if you're young,
yeah.
that you may be a carrier and you're going to hand it over to somebody else. COVID-19 is spreading because even healthy people can be walking around giving it to other people.
So
we need to go on lockdown.
So there it is. The governors, these leftist governors, we are going to lock it down. Gavin Newsom's done it in California. He's got California on lockdown. Can't go out and party anymore. Woo! What are we conservatives going to do if we can't go out and party? Well, I'm going to tell you this. I don't go to the movies. Are they going to stop us from shopping now? Is there going to be a limit to the number of people who can go in a grocery store? Let me tell you, that limit has been broken. Every time I've been to the grocery store, long lines. But what are they going to stop? They're going to stop us from going to restaurants? How are they going to make up for all this? See, I think this is a plan to torpedo the economy. But I don't think these people really understand. Donald Trump's going to be way ahead of this. He's going to say, listen, if you have had a problem with a business at your restaurant or whatever, submit your stuff to the government. We'll take care of you. We're not going to let this thing go. And I'm going to tell you something else. Don't think China's going to come out of this unscathed. The president is not going to let them create a pandemic and then say, oh, yeah, the taxpayer will pay for it. But we'll get back to that. Because I'm talking about Dick Morris and him saying the president is appearing rather presidential. He's not letting these leftists get to him. He's not taking the bait that he might normally take otherwise. So what are the Democrats going to do? How can they play that? Here's what he goes on to say. Says he is now for the first time looking like a competent manager coordinating a team that faces daunting tasks against heavy odds. Don't think, folks, that President Trump is not going to make sure that people understand this is a problem any president would have faced. The coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, came from China. And there's going to come a point where he starts talking about it in economic terms. He's going to say, listen, this is China's impact on our economy. You want to understand why they're doing this? They would love to see us fail. And you know what's sad? There are Democrats in this country who are right there with them who want to see us fail as well. Donald Trump, getting ahead of it. He goes on. Dick Morris is who we're talking about. By the way, you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844 651-8255. Morris goes on to say he works and works and plays well with others. A big change as he brings in private sector leaders and experts to make antivirus plans work. He's going to be in constant communication. He will be tweeting about it. Let me tell you what's about to happen, folks. Donald Trump will steal back the media cycles on this. And when he does, wait till you find out what's happened. And while all this is going on, I want you to understand lawsuits abound against people like McCabe, Hillary Clinton, soon to be James Comey, many others. They are embroiled in battle. This is why they are fighting so hard right now. Dick Morris goes on. He says he persuades the likes of Walmart to donate some of their parking lot to virus testing. He gets the FDA to fast track approval of testing technologies. Hey, Governor of Illinois, what's his name? Prickster? Oh, Prickster. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, that governor, I don't believe he could do anything with the FDA. I don't believe he could stop travel in and out of Illinois. I don't believe he could do any of that. I think that requires the federal government. It's funny how all these Democrats now seem to know so much about how to make things happen. Joe Biden, who had 8 years as a feckless vice president, but suddenly Joe Biden of King Dementia, he now knows how to do everything, how to make it all work together. What's Dick Morris going on? He says he even seems able to work with Nancy Pelosi, reportedly agreeing to an economic and financial relief package, blah, blah, blah. So we'll get to that when we get back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is confirming creation of a massive economic stimulus proposal.
It's going to be big, it's going to be bold, and the level, again, of enthusiasm to get something done, I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin suggests the aim is to flood the struggling economy with money and help hardworking Americans affected by the coronavirus outbreak.
Also speaking during the coronavirus press briefing at the White House, Vice President Mike Pence says every American should follow government guidelines.
If every American acts on the president's coronavirus guidelines, we could see a substantial reduction in the spread of the coronavirus.
States are continuing their response to the coronavirus outbreak. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is activating the National Guard to help with the response effort. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, Dr. Drew, are we overreacting?
Yes.
Yes. I'm hearing this from doctors left and right.
Yes, and we are not overreacting. The press is overreacting, and it makes me furious. The press should not be reporting medical stories as though they know how to report it. If we have a pandemic, I won't know how to tell that we're actually having a pandemic because everything is an emergency. Mm. People that are infectious disease specialists, the CDC, the epidemiologists, need to take this very seriously. The press needs to shut up because you're more likely to die of influenza
That's what the doctors are saying. However, I'm not trying to go against you, but I have a question. It is now beat SARS in terms of fatalities, 362, and they're saying...
But its fatality rate is still lower.
But they're saying it spreads fast.
It's a mild illness. It spreads all over the place, and it's only out of these 17,000 documented infected. I bet there's hundreds of thousands of cases. 300 deaths.
Okay.
And always in immunocompromised people, always in people that are at risk for these sorts of things if they get a severe viral respiratory infection, whether it's flu or corona or whatever, all of these can hurt people who are compromised. They can. The rest of us need to wash our hands carefully, get our influenza vaccines, listen to the CDC. If there's a problem, they will let us know.
The CDC made it very clear that 5,000 people just in the last 2 weeks have died from the flu.
Thank you.
In America
and
alone.
Why are we panicked about that? Three people died on the streets of Los Angeles this morning from homelessness. Why, if that were coronavirus, people would freak the hell out.
You're right.
Why aren't we putting our parties in the right place? It's the press. The press does not know how to report on medical issues. It's where I first learned
Should
about
we have consultants?
News.
How?
That was Dr. Drew speaking about all of the panic that the press has created over absolutely nothing. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. He's exactly right. Look, most of us, we know very little about this stuff. But here's what I do know. I know logic, reasoning, and I know numbers. I know data. I also know manipulation, see? And when I put it all together, that's what I see. When I look at the number of people who've died. When I was in Florida over the weekend, after they canceled my fallen officers event, which I was so looking forward to because it's an important thing for us to be able to protect law enforcement. Anyway, I'm down there, and two people have died in Florida from the coronavirus, both of them in their 80s. And we got all these youngsters, these people 40 to 60, average person coming out, big rollers to help police, and suddenly everybody's afraid. We're going to get this virus that is killing less people than the common cold. It's pretty sad. Dick Morris is what I was talking about in the previous segment. He's talking about how Trump is looking rather presidential. And this could end up backfiring on the Democrats because when this problem gets solved, they want to make it appear as though they did it. Nobody's going to believe that. Donald Trump will take credit for solving this. He will take credit for the decisive action. There are already Democrats who agree with him. Gavin Newsom, for goodness sake. So Now, I think there's another strategy at play here with all of this, and we're going to talk about it. This they call it social distancing, keeping people away from each other. That's going to be the new strategy. Well, you may be able to do that in a social environment, but that's going to give some people idle time, and they're going to get a lot of time to look at the Democrats and look at all the other things that are going to start to break. I think social distancing won't last very long when the Democrats finally want to get these kids, these millennials and Gen Xers, off of what's going to be happening with Biden, what's going to be happening with the Democratic Party. As John Durham finally releases his report, all this stuff is brewing. I don't know when it's going to happen. Don't ask me. It's not my job to know that. I'm just telling you, it's still looming. But anyway, here's what Morris went on to say. Donald Trump is not picking fights with anyone, even the EU, the European Union. He seems content to lead an above-politics effort to deal with the public emergency. Now, the Democrats, he called it a hoax. That's what he said, it's a hoax. Well, whatever. He didn't call it a hoax. He called all of their, you know, all their scare tactics. That's the hoax. That's what he's talking about. But you know what he's doing? In the meantime, he's reacting. And he did it in advance. He was preemptive. They want you to think something different, but people get it. He says, we learned a lot about George W. Bush on 9/11. Now we're learning who Donald Trump really is. No longer the reality show performer or a galvanizing take-no-prisoners partisan. He's about getting the job done. Shares the credit and generous in praising the work of others. How much of the Donald Trump reflects the influence of Vice President Mike Pence? I don't think it has any. I don't think Pence has any influence on Trump when it comes to protecting Americans and doing good. I mean, I'm not trying to dismiss Pence. He's a nice guy. I've met him. But I think that Donald Trump is saying, look, this, I'm not going to let them bait me into making this thing about, you know, who did what. I did the travel ban. But beyond that, it takes a lot of people in this country to make people safe. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So now they're going to start to get scared. As the numbers start to go down, the numbers are already dropping in China. So, folks, this thing has a shelf life of roughly a month. The numbers are going down. Oh, it's a quarantine. Now, here's what you're going to hear, because somebody already said it. Because they said, oh, we only have a few thousand people with cases of coronavirus or Wuhan virus here in America. One guy goes, there's 500,000 cases. People just don't know. See, they want to blow the numbers up. How many lies has Donald Trump told? He's told 15 million lies. Because they want to make it bigger than life. The problem is, as people stop dying, as the numbers come into perspective, as people start looking at, how are other people dying? Remind me? The numbers? Because compared to coronavirus, these other numbers, well, it's not making sense to me. People who go, let me give you the numbers. These are the numbers as of the broadcast. 2,360 people. Worldwide. January through February of 2020 have died of coronavirus. 69,000, almost 70,000 people have died from the common cold. 141,000 people from malaria. 154,000 people from suicide. 193,000 people from road accidents. 241,000 people from HIV. 358,000 people from alcohol, 716,000 people from smoking, and 1.18 million people from cancer. The number of people that die from other stuff that is so unrelated to Wuhan, it's sickening. And yet, I mean, I just gave you worldwide deaths. The worldwide deaths of coronavirus, 2,360 as of the time of my broadcast. Now, what's it going to end up? I don't know. I look at all loss of life in this respect as a bad thing. But in comparison to any of those, going from roughly, let's just say it's 3,000 for coronavirus, just to be on the safe side. 69,000, 70,000 people, rounding up, 70,000 people have died from the common cold virus. The people who die from disease tend to be people who are immune compromised in one form or another. When you die from a virus, that tends to be it. I have a friend, she says, oh my gosh, Kevin, I'm so afraid for my husband because he's got an immune, you know, he's a young guy. I think he's under 50. And he's immune compromised. If he gets pneumonia, it can be life threatening. There are many people that way, but it generally attacks the old or the immune compromised. The majority of the deaths of the Wuhan virus, the majority of the deaths of the people that the Chinese have killed in America are people who are age, you know, of age. And don't misunderstand me. I love our old folks. That's why I stay in, do what you got to do. But I would say the same thing if you got the flu. The flu is going to kill more old folks than the Wuhan virus. Luckily, in America, we're not too worried about malaria. But year to date, 141,000 people dead of malaria, that makes the Wuhan virus look pretty benign in comparison. So, what the, you know, we, look, hype. If there's a legitimate reason to get people afraid, to make them afraid, I'm okay with that. We live in a global economy, a global world, and Lord knows I've been on 4 planes in the last 2 weeks. You know, I'm still kicking. I have a thing on Twitter. I just get up and I go, hey, today, folks, we're hunkered down in the Wuhan virus lair. You know, I make a joke about it because, you know, I joke about going to the grocery store and, you know, with my gas mask and fighting my way through the crowds in order to get that, you know, crackers and some cheese whiz. You know, because I really find it to be funny. And I think that there are a couple things you have to do. You have to be able to joke about it. You have to be able to tell these leftists, look, you're not going to scare me. You're not going to scare me. We all got to die one day. And you know what? Some of us are going to die from things that, you know, beyond your control. Might be a traffic accident or whatever. You're going to die from things beyond your control. But I'm not going to die fearful of things. What they're asking you to do right now is stop living your life. Don't go. You can't go out. They want to declare an emergency so they can make everybody vote from home. You know, I'm telling you, there's a cabal here. I don't know what it is. I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm working on it. I think that's why you're here. You're working on it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Art imitates life. Here is an episode of The Simpsons describing the current situation we find ourselves in here in America with the Wuhan virus. Welcome to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Listen to this and see if you find it eerily strange how art imitates life.
This secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health care.
A new disease. No one's immune.
It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That's it.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Oh, yeah.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, Petter, beware. That warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender fiddles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. To see that video, that little clip of The Simpsons, it's eerie in a way because it's so easy to panic people. It really is. This is where I always come back to why I'm so happy to be a fighter, to have the mentality of a fighter. You know, at the end he says, be careful if you experience thirst from time to time, hunger, the need to use the bathroom a few times a day, or whatever. In other words, be careful when you experience life, because we're going to scare you. And how many of you, just by applause, okay, by applause, because I can tell you're applauding for me out there. How many of you, with the Wuhan virus, if you've been out and about, if somebody coughs, do you look over like, who are you? What are you doing? Stay away. I was walking through the airport, and a guy kind of coughed, and he didn't cover his mouth. And I'm not exact. Now, I'll be honest. I do this anyway. I do this without the virus. But I was like trying to get out of where I thought the distribution of his air would go. I was walking around it. Because I was like, I'm not going to breathe that in. Yeah, but we are going to breathe in the same air. And by the way, the Wuhan virus, you can't get it through airborne. He would have to cough in my face for me to get it. But I still don't want to breathe his nasty air, him coughing out there. But I will tell you, anybody who coughs, you look. My son was telling me, he says, Stephen Curry was doing a press conference. He's a basketball player. And he was doing a press conference, and he needed to cough. But he turned away. And then he fought the cough off before he turned back to the camera because he didn't want people thinking he had the Wuhan virus. See, it's becoming socially unacceptable for you to have it and not know it. And, you know, therefore you could be infecting people. So, yeah, it's been some very strange ways that we're starting to look at each other with a cough. So people have to cough. You know, people have emphysema. They've got pneumonia, bronchitis, you know, lung issues, and they've got a cough in here. So no, they're I'm watching you. I saw you cough. This lady coughed the other day. She coughed over her elbow. Melissa was telling me she coughed. Instead of coughing into her elbow, she coughed over her elbow. It's like somebody only taught you half of the etiquette. Woman, what are you doing? Oh, man. Hey, the Islamic scholar who said the Wuhan virus was a plague by Allah on the infidels, he's got the virus. I thought, now that's pretty funny. That's comedy you don't have to write. This dude, it is a plague on the infidel, the blah, 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 this, that, this, the other. Sir, you're sweating quite a bit. It is okay. I will be fine. Well, he's got the Wuhan virus, and he's old. This is one of these clerics, you know, he's in his 70s, 80s. This guy here, he better watch out. He's not like he's not a spry chicken like Donald Trump, you know, who's in his 50s. Oh, here was one. This is a tweet. No, maybe it was an email sent to me. Wow. Yeah, it was an email. Oregon is taking the coronavirus seriously. I hear the new testing methods are being done without even leaving your house. No hospital or office visit necessary. All you got to do is mail a sample of your stool to the Honorable Kate Brown, Governor of Oregon, State Capitol Building, 900 Court Street, blah, blah, blah. Well, I know who this is from. This is my loyal fans up at KYKN that sent me that. Thank you, Karen. And I like your snarky attitude about that. Let's send the governor our stool, and then we'll have maybe we'll get it tested. I think that might be illegal, so I'm not recommending that you do that. But I do like the snarky. I like the attitude. I really do. Oh, boy. What else we got here in the Wuhan virus news? Guy bought $1,000 worth of toilet paper. $1,000. Now, I was at the grocery store the other day. I've been saying this because I want you to get out and go do some shopping. And the aisles were clear. I mean, there were many, by the way, fresh fruits, veggies, some of the meat, the more expensive meats were out there, but the ground beef, stuff like that, gone. So, you know, it was catch as catch can. All the canned goods were gone. It was crazy. And it was funny because you go to part of the store and it looked like a regular store, and part of the store looked like it was socialism. And so I'm looking at these things, and then as I'm just shopping, moseying along, seeing what is available, then the guys start rolling out these carts, and they're restocking. There was hardly any cereal. Restocking all the cereal. I'm talking about it was Captain Crunch, it was Kellogg's, it was, you know, what Pebbles, fruity Pebbles. I mean, it was Vampirillas and all. It was all of it, man. It were all going back on the shelf. Go back to the store today because I forgot a couple things and make myself some nachos, and didn't get cheese. Anyway, I went back to get some cheese, and all the canned goods are back. By the way, a lot of liquor. You know things are not bad in America when there was a lot of liquor. I'm talking about there was no shortage of brewskis, beer, wine, you know, heavy liquor, even vodka. It was all there. You could make your own hand sanitizer if you want to make some expensive stuff. It was all right there. All right there for the picking. Anyway, most of the stuff was back on the shelves. Bread, the store I went to this time, went to a different store. Bread was missing. It was only onion buns, which I happen to like. I was shocked that people didn't want the onion buns. Onion buns are delicious. But yeah, so anyway, I did see that. But it got back to $1,000 worth of toilet paper. There's a sign on the toilet paper thing that says, only allowed one pack. Now I'm thinking, wow, milk? I could see only 1 gallon of milk. You know, butter. I had trouble finding butter. Oh, one other quick point. Lots of the organics, you know, like there's a section that says made organically or grown organically and stuff. Those sections were hardly untouched because the price of that stuff is like a third more expensive than anything else. All the tortillas gone, but the organic tortillas there. All the jellies and jams gone, but the organic jellies and jams are there. People were like still being very discerning about how they spent their money. It was really interesting. It was such a... if you haven't gone, I'm serious, you got to go because you need to understand that feeling of the shelves being emptied. People in Florida, places like that where they have hurricanes, and so they get those, you know, people will go and buy all the water, or they'll go buy all the, I don't know what you buy, but milk, bread, crackers, whatever, just to survive the apocalypse of the hurricane. So they've experienced it, but the average Joe, I've never seen that. I've only seen that in Bogota, Colombia. I've seen it in other countries. I've never seen it here. So it was interesting to see. But guy buys $1,000 worth of toilet paper. What is on your mind, man? How much butt wiping are you going to do? And you're going to substitute. I wonder if he bought any of the little fresh wipes. You know, they don't get you completely clean. Because I did a comedy set where I told people, don't believe the fresh wipes and put on your tidy whities. Don't believe it. You better have some black underwear. Yeah, or some brown ones. Because those fresh wipes don't get everything. Not on a dude's butt. No siree. Mm-mm. A little too hairy. Now, ladies, they will wax. I mean, just the thought of it makes me cry. But women will do that, and they can be fresh and clean. Us, we guys, don't try it, man. Don't believe the hype of the little fresh moisture wrap, you know, thing. Flush it. It's flushable. It might be flushable, but don't you use it. Anyway, $1,000 worth of toilet paper. Craziness out there. Still, over the Wuhan virus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.